miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You can find any of our old shows. They're archived at RadioMD.com. And when you're on the road, you can always listen to us. If your favorite radio station isn't within your reach, go to RadioMD.com and listen to us live, or you can get the podcast or archive. You can also find it other places, which Joe will tell you about in a few weeks. But right now, I want to tell you about what happens if you go vegan. You know, vegan used to be considered just a weirdo diet. But Dr. Esselstyn popularized it with his, if you will, prevent and reverse heart disease. When he started this in the late 70s, now has a large set of studies that show how beneficial this is. Bill Clinton has popularized this as since he had his recurrent heart attack and recurrent operation, he went on the ESSE diet, Esselstyn diet, and that, it's again, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease is the name of the book. And when he went on that, he obviously needed more than statins. He needed a diet change. He's gotten that. And now Al Gore is on it, as well as Beyonce and Jay-Z. And it's become popular. So what are you likely to get questions about? Well, that's right. Your friends will ask a lot of questions. Don't worry. Make it about yourself. It isn't about them. It isn't about defending what they do or defending what you do. It is you decided this is the best diet for you. You'll likely, if you do this, need a B12 supplement. Why? Because B12, by the way, for those of you who ask, and we've got a couple emails and said, are you vegan? And the answer is no, I'm kind of vegan plus salmon. So the only non-vegan thing I usually eat is salmon. But you'll likely need, and I take a multivitamin, you'll likely need one too. Clearly, vitamin B12 occurs naturally only in animal food. So you want to stop up on a variety of B12 fortified foods as well as a B12 supplement. I say don't bother with it. Just get a low cost for Walgreens, Walmart, Costco, one of those multivitamins. They will have enough B12 on it that you'll absorb it. If you feel like you're looking pale or someone says you're pale, maybe you want iron, but you can get iron a lot of ways. Good vegan iron sources include leafy greens, raisins, sunflower seeds, legumes, and you can get a lot of the foods that way. B12 you can't. You're going to need a vitamin supplement so that. Many people say they need new protein sources. I would, because probably I would guess I get 50% of my protein from salmon, the other 50% from nuts. Nuts are still a great source, and walnuts are an outstanding source. So are all of the legumes, such as lentil, beans, peanuts even. Another good source, you need about a gram of protein for every kilogram. So if you're 70 kilogram, 150-pound person, you need about 70 grams of protein. Hard to get that if you're not having salmon, or you don't like nuts or soy.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I
was just gonna say that soy and quinoa are the only two plant-based sources of complete protein, meaning that they have all the amino acids. So those are two great things to include in a vegan diet.
And you don't have to make the switch all at once. You can go gradually, as many of us did as we weaned off everything. As I said, I'm weaned off everything animal other than salmon. And what you've got to do is, if you're going to go vegan, you've got to read labels, because checking food labels and verifying ingredients is a must. Just because a food product is not glaringly non-vegan or non-vegan doesn't mean that it's suitable for your diet. So casein and whey, which come from milk, are present in many cereal bars, breads, granolas, while gelatin and tallow are derived from meat. And then there's natural red number 4, known as carmine. which is a food coloring derived from dried bodies of, I can't say it, female beetles. Anyway, the key is get it, as Essie says, don't get anything that has a mother or a face on it. You'll probably feel happier if you go vegan. Obviously, the animals will. But compared to vegetarian diets, omnivorous ones contain more arachidonic acid, omega-6, which can spur neurologic changes that drag down mood and increase your pain. Now, there are a couple special ones. It will probably be less expensive. You'll probably have more money to spend on other things. Because meat, once you go out of meat, you save money on food. You won't have to ditch money of your favorite restaurants. A lot of the restaurants are now cooking vegan. I have been on the road a couple of days this week, and I've been able to eat totally vegan. And plants might cover your calcium need. Calcium is one of those hard things to get with a vegan diet. But almonds, soybeans, figs, navel oranges, as well as kale and bok choy and almonds all have a lot of calcium. So calcium, I actually believe you can get a plant-based, if you will, calcium supplement and get DHA. DHA comes from algae. So you can get the DHA from algae and then a supplement that's a multivitamin. Take half of one morning and evening. Keep doing your other things such as getting vitamin D. You can get a plant source of vitamin D as well. And you, too, can go vegan like President Clinton and like Vice President Al Gore has just started to do. It really looks like, but obviously, Beyonce and Jay-Z are tributes to it as well. Let's talk now. And Bridget, I want you to talk about spandex and what those body-shaping things are doing to our bodies. Do they make us do more than look good?
So, yes, they might be doing more than make you look good in bad ways. So I love Sphinx, especially when I'm dressing up and wearing dresses. Women love wearing Sphinx to keep everything, you know, tucked in. But actually, there is a be causing some serious health problems that I wouldn't even thought of before reading this article. So they talked about how Sphinx can literally compress your organs, and that depending on the shape and size, the design of the Sphinx that you're wearing, and where it's covering, that it can worsen acid reflux, that it can increase heartburn if you have problems with heartburn.
So that, if it compresses, let's go and talk about this. So if it compresses your belly and it really is pushing in and increasing your intra-abdominal pressure, that causes acid reflux, one going up, and it keeps your blood from returning in your veins. So it may increase stasis and even increase blood clots. So really, if you're going to wear it for any more than maybe 15 minutes, and no one wears it for just 15 minutes, you probably should consider taking and talk to your physician about two baby aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Spanx and, if you will, compressive clothing, as well as fish oil. What preserves brain cells? What's the data on that? And another favorite of mine this week is the stuff on vitamin D. Does it really decrease a lot of diseases, all these diseases, including MS? Or is this just an association study and we really need better data? What is the data on vitamin D? We'll come back to that when we come back. And you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Bridget and myself, young Dr. Mike Roizen. You can follow me at Dr. Mike Roizen. This is on Radio MD as well. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.